I love the selling and the hustle and the bustle at the Expo Center. And John Holt joins us from Sweepa for the next couple minutes here. The energy at the Expo Center here, it's all about business. It's all about selling. I'm looking at, if you're watching on the live stream, go to WTMJ.com, click on the live stream. You can see the button that John is wearing here. It says, you know you want it. Just buy it. That's the energy at the Expo Center. And it's just so beautiful to see. John, thanks for taking time. I know we had to get you away from your selling in the Expo Center. Hey, but I appreciate you being here.
I'll take the time off.
All right. So tell us all about Sweepa and how you got involved in this wonderful fair selling environment.
Well, when I got out of the Navy in 87, long time ago, the guy that broke me to business, my girlfriend's father did this business selling cookware, Vitamix blenders, which are all here. And I just started working fairs and then home shows and then Christmas shows. And that was 37 years ago, and I'm still doing it.
Wow. And you said that you haven't been back at the State Fair for 20 years now?
Yes, probably even more. Forget the last time. I used to be in the Cream Puff building.
Okay.
But then they built this huge expo hall, and that's where I am now. But that long ago, somebody saw me at a home show, and that was the QVC channel. And they said, we want to put your broom on QVC.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for over 20 years, selling millions of brooms on the shopping channel. What a different world that is compared to doing fairs and home shows.
Yeah. I mean, how do those two work together? I mean, you're doing the volume on QVC and online, and then you're going fair to fair and hustling and selling. What's the skill set? How does it compare?
Well, it's kind of similar, okay. But I mean, here, this is an 11-day fair. I'm working from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, all by myself on the booth. On QVC, you get 7-8 minutes maybe, but you sell container loads in that small period of time because they've got hundreds of thousands of people watching what you're demonstrating. Here, we get that much people, but it takes me 11 days to do that.
Okay.
So it does compare, but it takes me 11 days to do what it takes me 8 minutes to do on QVC.
So what are the costs and prices? Like, just give us a little background and you can peel back the curtain a little bit, like the margins and what you're doing business-wise out here.
Yeah, nothing is cheap anymore. Shipping is doubled and there's tariffs on some of our stuff. So the thing is, you got to pay booth rent here. I drove 900 miles to get here from upstate New York. That's a long drive, but it was worth it. I got an Airbnb in that town. What's that town north of here? Wauwatosa?
Oh, Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa.
All right, nice.
Yeah,
all right.
Say
it's
right.
Easy. All right.
Okay. So I got that, and you know, your product, we come here to obviously make money,
right?
But we come here to entertain.
Yeah.
So at the end of the fair, not everybody here is going to make money, but most people will. You know, and yeah, we make money, but we got to buy container loads of product to get the right price.
All right. So we got about a minute or more. Give us the Sweepa pitch right now. Sell me one of your brooms, John.
Okay. Well, hair salons have used this for 50 years. They're made out of rubber. They're soft. If your whole house is hardwood, softest broom you'll ever use. You can use it wet to scrub your garage floor. There's a squeegee on the back of it to push the water out the garage. I do boat shows. I do RV shows. You can use it on anything. Here, we're at the fair. I got hardwood, tile, carpet. Come by the booth. I will let you sweep my floors. You will see how it works. You'll love it.
All right. I love it. That is the sales pitch. That is the energy. That is the business that's happening right out here at the Expo Center at Wisconsin State Fair. So quickly, the difference between a regular broom and your electrostatic brooms?
Yeah, well, most brooms in a grocery store or a department store are made out of straw or nylon.
Okay.
Mine is rubber. If you get it dirty, mine are washable. Restaurants put the heads through the dishwasher. So these things, if you wear them out, I will give you another one. I have people walking by me all day here. Bought it 20 years ago from you. It still works.
Very good. All right. John Holt from Sweepa, selling in the Expo Center here at the beautiful Wisconsin State Fair.